Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 271 for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were posting small losses Wednesday morning as the market saw some profit-taking after hitting its highest levels in over 7 months yesterday. Canola was down $2 to $3 in early trade, the March contract down $2.60 at $470.20 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did put some spillover pressure on the canola market. The large South American soybean crop also remained a bearish influence in the background. But on the other side, solid scaled-down commercial demand, a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, and advances in Malaysian palm oil overnight all provided some support. Ideas that the general technical trend is pointed higher for the time being were also supportive, with any losses seen as a good buying opportunity from a chart standpoint. Wheat, durum, and barley futures, they were all untraded after seeing some price revisions following yesterday's close. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly lower to start the day. Soybeans are down 7 to 9 cents, the March contract down 7 at an even $10 per bushel. Soybeans climbed above nearby chart resistance yesterday, leaving that market open to some profit-taking today. The recent strength was also said to be encouraging more farmer selling in the countryside, which added to the softer tone. The large South American crop prospects were also bearish, although export demand for U.S. beans still remained solid for the time being, and that helped limit the losses. Corn is down 2 to 3 cents, the March contract down 2 in early trade at $3.87 per bushel. Increased farmer selling, uncertainty on the ethanol front, and a stronger U.S. dollar were all said to be weighing on corn. For wheat, values are 3 to 6 cents lower, with profit taking following yesterday's gains a feature. The March contract in Chicago down 5 cents at $5.30 per bushel. However, the losses in wheat were tempered by a number of supportive factors. Talk of increasing export demand, the continued conflict in Ukraine, and cold weather forecasts across much of the U.S. winter wheat belt all helped provide some underlying support for wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, February 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.